T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
To the apron, 5 seconds to go, and Toronto will go home tied at one game apiece.
Kind of what you expected as far as the rotation goes, you getting tonight?
No, you know, it's just I'm very grateful every time that I get the opportunity to go out there and play. You know, it's the most fun time in this year. So I don't take anything for granted. I don't see that, you know, anyone should have any more stars than the other. It's all about compete and performance, and also it's all about wins.
When did you find out you were going to start?
When?
Yeah.
Yesterday. So we have that conversation every time, and I knew that yesterday, which is something that I like. But I don't know if that's going to be the case every time, but for now, that's what happened.
For now. Hopefully that's it. I don't need to see any more Linus Allmark, who was fine last night. But I do think it was a factor in why they lost. It's our big question of the day. Up now, at Jones and Mego, how big of a factor? 63% say zero, no factor whatsoever, the goalie change. 17% are with Arcan, a lot. 21% are with me, at least a little, had the impact on the game last night. Let's go back to the phones. Kevin is in Billerica, wants to weigh in on this. Go ahead, hey. Kevin.
Adam and Christian, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. You got it.
And what I'd like to first say is, like, you know, everybody calm down. You know what I mean? We got game 3 on Wednesday.
Swain, yes, the playoffs. Chill out.
And win or lose, he's playing game on a Saturday, 2 days in between. I'm just saying, you know.
Who is? You think Swayman's playing? You think Kevin, stop for a second. You think Swayman's playing game 4?
Yes.
Okay, good. I hope he is.
So they're going away from the rotation.
Yeah.
I'll calm down if they go away from the rotation.
Yeah.
I'm fired up because of the stupid rotation.
I don't think they're calming down. I don't think they're going away from the rotation.
I don't think they are either, but if they do, I'll relax. I mean, I'll feel much better.
I just love the idea of, like, it's a playoff loss. Chill out. There's only so many of these. There are not a lot of those that you have leeway with.
Yeah, relax. It's just the Bruins who lose in the first round every freaking year. Yeah, oh yeah, just relax, everybody. Just take a chill pill. It's cool.
But if he's right, because there is a long layoff in between game 3 and 4. Everybody mocks the NBA for this. The NHL sneaky does it a lot early, too.
They've been playing since, like, early October.
Yeah. So you're going to have a little bit of a layoff in there. That'd be an opportunity to come back to Swayman. Even if Swayman loses in game 3, I want him in game 4. Now, if it really looks atrocious, we can come back and talk to me. But I didn't love what I saw at Allmark last night. Meanwhile, we've been talking draft all day along with your Bruins thought. Our draft coverage here on WEEI is brought to you by McFarland Energy, Greater Boston, and Cape Cod's choice for home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC product and services at McFarlandEnergy.com. It's also brought to you by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee and by McCormick Spices. Something we talked about a lot over the last few weeks, Arcan, but there's a little life breathed back into it today, courtesy of Mike Silver of the San Francisco Chronicle, is Brandon Ayuk and his availability.
Right.
And he reported that the 49ers are asking for a first-round pick in return. Ayuk's new team would also have to give him a contract, which is something we've talked about before, about T. Higgins and even A.J. Brown. I argued about this with Curran. Curran's like, well, Brown's under contract. That's the guy to target. They all are going to want new contracts, every single one of them. Brown may have less leverage, but they're all going to want contracts. And on top of that, you're going to have to give up the pick.
Ayuk is signed through just this year, so you'd actually, I mean, you know, you'd only have the 1 year.
Yeah, you could always franchise him, but, like, again, right. The idea is, like, you're trading for the guy to come here and report. He's about to hold out in San Francisco. You're going to bring him in with the same contract? He wants a contract. I don't think he wants out of San Francisco. He wants money.
Right.
So if you're not going to give him money, what good is that? You're just going to, he's going to be just pissed off here, or as pissed off here as he was in San Francisco.
And you lose your trade capital, and then he leaves anyway, so what's the point? Yeah.
Florio says the best time for a deal would be when the 49ers are on the clock. That way they can control the board and they can't be jumped. Or when the pick the 49ers are acquiring, rather, is on the clock. So the 49ers want a first-round pick. Is that good or bad for the Patriots? They're not giving up three. If the 49ers are hell-bent on a first-round pick, is 34 enough to get Ayuk? We both said in the past, I'd give up 34 for Ayuk. I'd give it up for Higgins. I'd give it up for A.J. Brown. Of course, I'd give it up for Justin Jefferson. I'd give it up for all these receivers. Is San Francisco going to take 34, or are they hell-bent on the first?
They're picking at 31, right? So, I mean, you know, it's really right after their first pick. So I think that if that's what the market is, and it, I have no reason to believe that that is the market either, by the way, because you're not hearing about any of these big trades. The only reason why I have any belief in it or faith in it at all is because a lot of these trades have worked out for wide receivers. Not so much moving up in the draft to draft quarterbacks. A lot of those end up being big mistakes. But when it comes to trading for these high-end wide receivers, most of these trades have worked out for the team that have gone out there and put the capital up. So, I mean, I'm kind of okay with it. If that's something that they would do, then, yeah, I'd be open to that for sure. And I think they probably would be, too, because okay, they can't pay him.
My point is 34, if they want a first-round – it's not a first-round pick.
It's not.
So I just wonder if they're hell-bent on first-round pick. And, look, I would take 34. Same I'd take 25. Like, really, at the end of the day, what's the difference? I'd rather have 25 than 34. But if the Patriots are going to offer you 34 and no one else is going to give you a first-round pick, they should be right at the front of the pecking order. I wonder how hell-bent they are on that first-round pick. And when you talk about receivers and how they've gone for a first-round pick, I was thinking in my head, I like Hollywood Brown. Is that one of the few that you could say didn't really work out?
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't a total bust, but I'd say it wasn't like Tyreek Hill or A.J. Brown or one of those
guys.
That's
advantage Ravens, that trade for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, has Devontae totally worked out? I would say yes.
He's been good. The team hasn't been good, but he's put up numbers.
They've been bad, but has that one worked out? Yeah, most of them probably worked out. Especially if you're talking about like that level of receiver, which I think Ayuk is. So where are we at here?
Brandon Cooks, maybe not, but you know, that was a while ago. If we're talking about more recently, well, I
Brandon
feel like
Cooks
a lot of them recently have.
15 times for first-round picks.
Right,
I mean, that kept happening over and over and over again. Recently, I think they've largely worked out for these teams. And again, the latest reporting is that the Patriots have laughable trade offers, but they could still be swayed. So we'll see if they get swayed by Thursday night, which I'm hoping we're not going to be sitting here with a Red Sox doubleheader on Thursday.
Chris Cotillo, Red Sox and Guardians, expect a 6:10 start as scheduled.
Wow.
How about that?
Thumbs up or thumbs down on
that
one,
Keith? I got some Sox talk with the rain, but
we're going to have Sox talk. We're going to have lots of Sox talk.
I remember Sox talk.
Well, if they want to play through the rain, play through it, but there's apparently going to be a ton of rain. So
play through the rain.
Yeah.
I don't want a doubleheader tomorrow.
No.
I definitely don't want a doubleheader on Thursday.
Thursday
for you,
would
Keith.
Revolt. If there's a doubleheader Thursday, I think we have to go to Cleveland ourselves and make it stop.
We'll
get,
break the contract.
We'll get our own Winnebago.
Yes.
And we'll drive to the Midwest.
Won't have it.
That's what we'll be doing. All right. Stay tuned for Rich Keefe. He's going to get you game ready for the Red Sox and the Guardians, which, according to Mass Live, will start at 6:10. Could be some Red Sox talk in the meantime. Stay tuned for all of it here on EEI. Keefe gets you game ready, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully no Red Sox Day baseball in between, right here on WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.